welcome back to Dakota Midday here on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Carl Gerke's out. I'm Keely Boltina, broadcasting from our studio at the University of Sioux Falls. 2 weeks ago, we found out that America's unemployment rate sits at 7.5%, but the state's jobs numbers roll in later than that national-wide rate, and now South Dakota's April numbers are out. So joining me live on the phone for this discussion is Secretary of Labor Pam Roberts. Madam Secretary, thanks for your time. Secretary
Thank
Roberts,
you for having me.
Anytime. Thank you. Let's start with this discussion about jobs numbers by taking a snapshot of what South Dakota saw during the month of April.
In April, our unemployment rate actually notched down. It was reduced by 0.02%. So we went from 4.3% unemployment rate in March to a 4.1% unemployment rate in April.
When we look at that change percentage-wise, it doesn't look like a whole lot. What does that really equate to? Those are more jobs than I think maybe it reflects.
Honestly, I am favorably impressed with our unemployment rate this year. You know, we've been hovering around the 4.4, 4.3 for several months. So to come down to 4.1 this month is trending in the right direction. We always have to know that we follow these rates monthly, and, you know, a 0.1 is not a huge change, but just following that that direction is always good. So I'm actually very pleased that we went from 4.3% to 4.1%. And really the numbers that get you to that percentage are what I'm most pleased with. We actually increased our labor force by 1,400 people in April. And over the year, we've gained 3,000, so you know that almost half of that gain was done in April, so that's a very good trend. And then we also, the number of people that are searching for work went down by 400, so that's also a good trend. So overall, very pleased with where we're at now in April.
When we're looking at the April jobs numbers, how are we determining if these are just more people who are getting jobs or if there are more jobs created? How can you break that down?
Actually, we trend and know how many people are employed, the number of jobs that are filled, and the number of people that are actively seeking work. So the numbers that I'm looking at right now show that we have actually more filled jobs right now, more people in the workforce, and more jobs filled.
And with the jobs that are added, can you tell me in what fields, how many are small business versus bigger organizations? What's that sort of an outlook?
And I do not have the figures. I could get them, but I don't have them at my desk right now about, you know, the small employers or large
Sure.
employers. But
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you that retail trade increased by 3%. So that was a big increase, net change year to year from April 2012 to April 2013. We gained about 1,500 new retail jobs.
Wow.
Also, financial activities have increased. You know, we had several years where we lost a lot of workers in financial activities. So to see them increase by 1,200 jobs, again, April 2012 to April 2013, was really a good trend also.
And clearly, South Dakota
and then we have
is
a couple of
I apologize for the delay. Clearly, South Dakota is holding steady with our ability to stay below the national average, which is more than 3% above our unemployment rate. So that's good news for people who are looking for jobs and for people who are gaining those jobs. But there's some challenges as far as the sequestration cuts go when we're talking about unemployment. There are mandatory cuts in extended unemployment. Tell me about those.
Yes, the sequestration is going to impact those who are on the federal extended benefits. And honestly, with the type of unemployment rate that we have in South Dakota, it surprises me that we have any people on extended unemployment in South Dakota. Obviously, those that are on extended benefits are having difficulty getting into the workforce and maybe need some skills retraining and need some help. We only have about 200 275 people who are on extended benefits. And if I could, Keely, I'd like to just take a minute and explain what extended benefits are.
Definitely.
In South Dakota, our worker community contributes, and we pay up to 26 weeks of unemployment for those who have lost their job through no fault of their own. Again, this tax is paid by the employer. Workers do not pay into this fund. And when workers are, again, released through no fault of their own, then they're eligible for 26 of state benefits. Now, for the last 3-4 years, with the economy the way it's been and with the stimulus package that the President and Congress put together back in 2009, we have been paying now federal extended benefits. So after people have already gotten their 26 weeks of state benefits, they are eligible now for extended federal benefits. And that's all paid out of the federal treasury. It's not paid by South Dakota specific taxpayers. It's general treasury monies. So anyway, you can get an additional 14 weeks. Again, I have not been real supportive of those extended benefits in South Dakota because I do think that we have a pretty vibrant workplace going on right now. We have jobs that are needed to be filled. Hopefully people, you know, in the first 26 weeks are able to find those new jobs. And so, concerned about anybody that's been extended, and my staff is actually contacting those folks, getting them into our offices and trying to get them into jobs, number one. But because of the sequestration, the federal government has told us that we need to cut those extended benefits that are coming from the federal treasury, and we will be implementing those cuts the week of June 2nd, and the amount, their weekly benefit amount will be cut by 16% as a result of the sequestration.
And this doesn't impact regular unemployment. If a person's laid off tomorrow, he or she is still eligible for those state benefits. So I think that's certainly something that is important to note. We just have about a minute left, and I wanted to touch on your visit with Governor Dennis Dugard to a popular place in Minnesota as part of the Dakota Roots Program. Could you just update me on what happened there?
I'd love to. We had a very good day in Minnesota. The governor was going up to Minneapolis to do several different economic development type activities in Minneapolis. And as long as he was going, we have a kiosk that's set up at the Mall of America, and he agreed to stop by the kiosk for 1 hour and just greet folks. We also sent out 500 invitations to those that are from Minnesota that have actually applied to our Dakota Roots website and told us that they would like to move to South Dakota for the right job. So he spent an hour there, talked to a lot of people, but most importantly, for that hour that he spent at the mall, we got 100 news stories and earned about $45,000 worth of earned media. If we would have had to buy advertising, we would have spent over $45,000 for that very same amount. So we got all that free advertising for him just stopping by the mall for an hour. We were very tickled with everything happened. Actually, KDLT and KSFY in Sioux Falls sent camera crews, and so we had media in South Dakota that, of course, you know, hit Minnesota and Iowa and Nebraska also down in that southeast corner.
Certainly. So progress on the Dakota Roots program. Secretary Roberts, thank you so much. Pam Roberts is the Secretary of Labor for the state of South Dakota. She joined us live on the phone from the state's capital city.